Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show. How you doing tonight, everybody? Yay! Wow, we are just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we're not experts, but we listen to them, we react to them, and we share what we've learned with you fine folks. There's a little pop culture, a lot of parenting, a lot of laughter, and a lot of experience. Use the other 23 hours in the day to do life, but for this, especially tonight, put your ears on, put your clinks up, and come hang out with us. It's a place to put your feet up or down, or if you're exercising or driving or food shopping or something like that. We've got a big show for you tonight, which will feature all the things you know and love, including our super shout-outs, parent tweets of the week, dad jokes, and we'll also be discussing some Father's Day rituals or non-rituals. In our Smart Articles by Smart People segment, we'll be discussing an article titled Kids with Involved Dads Thrive, So Do the Dads. Also, we'll have our parent quiz, 3-2-1 go, and announce our next guest for the Dad Timeout Conversations. And finally, we'll wrap things up with things that make us smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, I very seldomly have all three of my littles out here in the backyard. Can we please hear it for my littles? Those littles. For those in the audience or at home or around the world listening, yes, we have a listener in India now. This is very exciting. We kick off the show with a good old-fashioned dad joke. So speaking of things that make me smile, what's your name, young lady?
Lola.
Lola, how are you tonight?
Good.
That's fantastic and very good to hear. What's your dad joke to start the night? Or we'll call it a kid joke for your style.
What's your dad's favorite drink on Father's Day?
What's your dad's favorite drink on Father's Day? What is that?
An ice cold pop.
An ice cold pop. Oh, that is fantastic. Well, the audience has filed in. This is our first live Dad Timeout show. The guys are coming around the corner in just 1 second. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. 3-2-1. Here we go.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
Well, speaking of things that make me smile, the boys are around the corner. Welcome back to the backyard. Yeah, you notice anything different?
It's a little warmer.
And?
There's a whole lot of people here.
There's a bunch of people to our left.
Yeah.
I see a bunch of men with beers in their hand. A lot of boys with beers.
It's a lot of things. We sent the kids inside to watch Cruella, by the way. Thank you very much.
Wait, you got Cruella tonight?
Have you seen Cruella?
Is it out or whatever?
It's out.
Is it out?
Dude, you know I'm always behind you guys.
Yes, Cruella. The other one that's really good is Raya.
Oh, yeah, but that costs like $30.
It is.
For like 1 hour.
But think about it this way. When you go to the movies, now, again, mm-hmm. it's $274 to take three kids
to
the movies.
But you're going to the movies. You're going to the theater.
I would rather sit on the chocolate marshmallow in there.
Do you need to explain what the chocolate marshmallow is?
It is my sectional giganto couch with the ottoman and the fluffy.
I've still never been invited in, so I don't know.
He can fall asleep on it with a nice warm blanket and miss the movie.
Would he do that, though?
You do that.
For $30.
That's what I do.
I know.
Because I'm getting old. Another thing I noticed I'm getting old about. So I realized I had a cut, and I didn't know where it came from. And I had my kids are like, where did you cut it? I don't even remember. Like, and now I notice that when you get older, your cuts don't heal as fast as they did when you were a kid.
Dude, every day. It's like, where'd that come from?
Well, we often talk about getting old and the sure signs that it's happening from walking into a room and not knowing where you're like looking for. And now I like with 37 tabs open, I couldn't even tell you what 36 of them do. How have you guys been? Ben, first of all, I just want to be dead serious. I'm very happy about the news about your father.
Yeah, thanks.
You were all in our thoughts and prayers. And speaking of, we are recording tonight our Father's Eve episode. So this won't air until Father's Eve, but we're very happy that things have calmed down and happy side to all that. I mean, it's been an insane year in general. Like Jerry Garcia, what a long, strange trip this year has been. We even sit back here, and oddly, we always record during something crazy, like an election or an insurrection or the orange skies we had last year. We were out here in a torrential rainstorm. Like, it's been a bizarre year, and I'm incredibly happy that we're starting to get to the other side of life. We're almost there. I've been out and about now, and it doesn't feel perfect yet, but I feel like, you know, we are kind of getting there. And we're recording in our backyard. This has always been our dream and our goal, is to be with people that we care about or audiences and, you know, just kind of shoot it around and talk parenthood and talk fatherhood. And now we finally have our first live audience. So please give yourselves one more round of applause. And
that's a real audience. That's not like a plug.
That's not canned laughter.
That's not a canned laughter. That's
like real. Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, which is awesome.
Oh, Squiggy. All right. We would like to welcome in our sponsor. What is happening?
We're drinking free beer.
We have a sponsor tonight, Strike Beer. Strike Brewing Company is composed of small, close-knit crew that is based in San Jose, California, and their goal is to produce delicious examples of both classic and modern American beer styles for the people of San Jose and beyond, Ben, and beyond.
DIPA or DIPA? Was it DIPA?
Double IPA,
DIPA?
My friend.
No.
It's a hazy double IPA.
Is that what that means? Own him.
I won't even try.
You know I don't speak IPA, okay? Don't be mean.
I won't even talk beer at him.
Whatever, dude. We'll talk
about
this later.
The Pilsner's delicious. The double IPA is fantastic.
Well, thank you, Mark.
I'm loving these beers.
Do not open the door to Mark's beer.
Thank you, Strike.
I love you, Mark.
Thank you, Strike.
Thank you, Strike.
No thanks to you, Ben Winter. All right, you know what, Ben? As revenge, we're going to go to your favorite thing to kick off the show. Ben loves dad jokes, and he loves a good dad joke. He loves to figure them out, and we love to watch him figure it out. So what did the baby corn say to the mama corn? What did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
I don't try.
These are all themed, if you think about it.
This is my drinking moment.
What? Anybody in the audience have a guess? What did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
Where's popcorn?
Where's popcorn? Yes.
You
where's
can popcorn? Scream it out, audience. He's a bad dude. Own it.
Okay, number two. Where do fruits go on vacation? Because we're all getting ready for the summer. We're all getting ready to travel, perhaps. Where do fruits go on vacation, however? Not the Grand Canyon, not the Washington Monument. Where do they go? They go to Paris.
Oh,
they go to Paris.
I thought that there was no another level of obscurity, but there is.
Oh,
I
yeah,
was thinking
yeah.
The Caribbean or like Hawaii or something tropical.
Paris. Where do math teachers go on vacation?
Don't look at me.
Times Square.
Boo.
Come on.
Boo. So
bad. I'm going to be going out on vacation, you know, Ben, because mountains aren't just funny. They're hilarious. They're hilarious.
Wow.
All right, I'll give this to my two musician friends. What concert just cost 45 cents? What concert just cost 45 cents? It's 50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
Wow. Who said it? You said it. God, how do you put that together?
Ain't no mountain high enough. All right, well, let's give our super shout outs and then we'll roll into our next segment. We want to thank at Craft Beer Mom in the house. Uh-huh. Hello, she's the founder and CEO of Strike Brewing Company.
Hello.
At Craft Beer Mom. Follow her. Jenny Lewis is awesome, and thank you all down there. At Strike Brewing Company, or at Strike Brewing Co., if you want to be proper, but we tag all this stuff. That's what the kids say. They tag it on the gram, the IG. Our friend in the UK, Dad Pod UK, we've interacted with him this week, at Father of the Clan. Pretty good. That's underscore between Father of and the Clan, but again, we tag this stuff. Fab Parenting, F-A-A-B Parenting, and... But wait, we've been approached by yet another great smart person. The book, Navigating Teens Wellness and Academic Journey in Today's Competitive World by at Parent Compass, have talked to us. So we're going to have them as guests on the show coming down the pipeline. And we're going to introduce our next guest, drum roll or not, because it'll shake things up, at Alisa Allschmitz is going to be on. And we're going to be interviewing her. She is the founder and CEO of 30 Seconds, which is a gigantic parent website. She started the iParent way back in the day, which was internet parenting, iParent, and sold it to the Walt Disney Company, and then went on to start 30 Seconds. So if you guys want to check that out, it's got a lot of great fatherhood stuff, a lot of cooking stuff, a lot of psychology stuff, but at 30 Seconds, and she'll be our next guest. So super shout out to her. And when we come back, we'll be going into our parent tweets of the week. All right, it's time for Tweets of the Week, Parent Tweets of the Week. Sometimes we pull them from the HuffPo.
What is
the HuffPo?
Huffington Post.
HuffPo.
Got it.
Yeah.
Was that a dad joke?
Fire it
that
up.
That wasn't a dad joke.
No. No. Okay.
Nope. Fire the engine, Salmon Pants. Let's go. We've got, you've got matching partner with Salmon Pants on.
You need to explain that to our listeners. That the one of the friends I invited wore the same outfit as me, including the extremely unlikely coincidence that we both have salmon colored pants on.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say they're not like the farm raised salmon. They're like the Alaskan line caught salmon.
Deep red.
Deep red. Right there,
yeah. For sure.
Nantucket red. Why do you know that, Ted? As soon as Ted Anderson said that, he left the room.
Can I just give a little backtrack really quickly that you and your friend with your matching salmon pants also went to an amusement park together as grown men a couple weeks ago?
Nice.
Which
this is the friend.
This is a friend that took me to the amusement park where everybody wondered what was going on with the two 45-year-old guys in line together.
He's my friend now, too.
He's my friend, yeah.
Yeah, well, that must have been
a sight. You only need 3 minutes with Todd to be your friend.
If you only wore the pants on that day, it would have been awesome. Amazing.
Totally epic.
All right, so we're going to roll since this is our Father's Eve-esque episode. Our first tweet is from @JimGaffigan. Where, how can you go wrong with @JimGaffigan? I probably did because you won't laugh, but I don't really care. All right, @JimGaffigan says, my four-year-old son gave me a handmade card for Father's Day. Maybe for Christmas, I'll draw him a picture of some toys.
That's so nice. Wow, that's harsh.
That's brutal. That's harsh. Could you imagine? Just think about it. My littlest, she'll give me like, she will work for 2 weeks out. She'll get the date. She'll create cards. You get like 15 cards on that morning. And I didn't think about that. I'm like, what if I just drew things and kind of put
it's
them
fine.
In
there? It's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
We're saving money this year, kids.
Yeah. All right. This is from L91. Not L92, L91. Okay. And she says, every year on Father's Day, a dad climbs down the chimney and sets your thermostat to the perfect temperature. I just talked about this in the driveway. Like, my wife is the temperature military. She does not let us put a degree higher or lower. And we have to beg her to put heat on her. Kobe, you're different, right?
Out of comfort or budget?
I don't know why.
Oh, there she's just chiming in. Budget.
Put on a sweater. Why do you? She's in the audience, ladies and gentlemen.
Grab a blanket.
That's it.
Yeah, blankets are free.
Guilty as charged.
Blankets are free.
She's like, double down.
Oh, yeah. Throwing some science.
So my retaliation.
And it encourages cuddling.
I'll strip down to my skivvies and I just lay in bed. I'm like, I'm so hot. And I just keep doing it over and over. And finally, she'll march to, all right, 69 for 20 minutes, 70 for 20 minutes, and then we're going back. Yeah. Ben Barr in the house.
Ben Barr.
No, my optimum temperature is 62, actually.
Wow, that's cold.
Well, you know, and as soon as she goes out the door to work,
it's nice. Like, good.
I called my dad to wish him happy Father's Day, and we spent the whole time discussing back pain and ibuprofen. The circle is now complete. Yeah. we were in the South, and I'm in the living room. The family's outside, you know. I'm in there with my dad and my uncle Ronnie, and my knee was hurting at the time because I was not taking care of myself. I was a little bigger. And I'm listening to these two guys talk about knee replacement. I'm like literally, like legitimately trying to get information from them. I'm like, all right, so Uncle Ronnie, so when you got your knee replaced and how did it work? And he's like, sorry, I had that full circle moment. Like I'm talking knee replacement with my elders. Do you have this? Do you not have this? Oh. Am I going to roll alone tonight except for my salmon pants friend?
Yeah, I got it. That's me and my dad talk about back pain more than anything else nowadays. Yeah.
Huh, see?
Yeah, it's ridiculous and it's sad.
We're getting old.
Well, we are, but hopefully some of our listeners.
I'm trying to reverse. Right. I'm trying to reverse. I'm riding the bicycle. I'm walking. Let me tell you a fun fact. Double chins do not go away with exercise.
Hold on. There's a thing called base yoga.
What?
Yeah, it's a thing. So, like,
is that where you chew like a rubber puck or something? I didn't even
work. I've seen that. Hold on.
I've seen that.
Slow down. Yeah. There's some.
No, that's not it. The mouth of gym.
Go ahead and finish. Tell me when you're done.
No, go ahead. Explain.
There are things you can put in your mouth, but there's this whole face yoga thing, apparently. For me, like, you can't see us here. All of my fat, all of it goes to my chin. Like every calorie goes, like, I have no fat except right there. Like, what's going on? And so there's, of course, I'm Googling face yoga. Like it popped up, and I said the word, and then Facebook heard me, and it popped up in my string.
That's probably what happened.
That's where you go.
And so, been checking out face yoga, guys. I can't show it right now, but there's some stuff that you can do.
Okay. Think about. I thought you were a weirdo, right? He's got a rowboat in his basement, so he's trying
it's
to.
It's Nergata.
A rowboat with digital numbers, and then you've got.
What do I got?
Oh, you got nothing.
Yeah.
Oh no, you had the app on your the planking app. Yeah. And like, who needs an app for planking? Put your elbows on what?
Fitbit.
Oh yeah, I got all the apps.
He does. Look at him. He gets skinnier every week.
He does.
It's like I'm gamified.
And he eats at the restaurant up the street, like
Los Pericos. Crazy.
Yeah.
I just had that tonight.
There you go.
Of course you did.
All right. So this is from @ScaryMommy.
Favorite.
I love that Mother's Day is before Father's Day. This way, my husband sets the bar for how we'll celebrate him next month. Spoiler alert, he's getting a card. The kids will make him burnt toast, and I'll be taking a nap.
Wow.
She's great.
It just
Scary Mommy rules.
Oh, you like that one?
My wife loves her, and every night, like as going to bed, she'll like look at what Scary Mommy said today, like just to rub it in my face.
Yeah,
as a going to bed thought,
they're pretty pop. But do you do that? No, you're not a Hallmark guy. You think they're Hallmark holidays?
It is a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah, but we know who the Mother's Day King is.
Oh, dude. I try.
You know, flowers.
After the last podcast, we went in the street.
Air Supply playing live in the garage in Castro.
Hot air balloon in the driveway.
Yes, hot air balloon too. Yeah.
But so do you set the bar for your Father's Day return?
No, I expect nothing.
You expect nothing?
Pretty much.
You guess nothing?
You know, whatever they decide they want to give.
Expound on that, please.
Whatever they want to give is acceptable. I'm going to end up cooking breakfast.
I don't believe you.
You know, would I like the hot air balloon and air supply in my garage? Yeah. But I won't get that.
Okay.
Would you have air supply?
Yeah, I hired air supply.
See, I'm the exact opposite. Like, I build it up in my house, a Father's Day week. We start celebrating, like, Monday.
And Father's Week?
Oh, my birthday's even worse. Like, it's a month. And, like, I say the two most important birthdays are back-to-back, me and Jesus, because I'm December 20th, and he's December 25th.
Wow.
I'm like, boom.
Jesus.
There's 5 days of joy right there.
I got
birthday's
you.
Birthday's coming.
Yeah. It's a huge stretch.
Happy birthday, Jesus and Michael Kennedy.
Well, it's not in that order. He's the priority shipment, and he's after me. So, like, I'm like the warm-up act.
You're the warm-up.
My wife's is right smack in the middle, too. It's a trifecta.
Define that.
December 22nd.
Oh, interesting.
Trifecta.
But we do a lot of experiences. I like it. And then we try to worship the mom the best we can as a small family of four. On meager salaries and construction paper and scissors and glue.
Lots of homemade
markers. Five, right?
What?
You're a family of five?
Well, no, but she's not creating her own presents.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Moving on.
You just forgot how many kids you had. That's
what I have three. They were just out here.
You said a family of
four. How many do you have? This is from @YoYoHa.
Oh, yo-yo-ha. Nice.
Yeah. I like yo-yo-ha. Father's Day plan, semicolon. Step one, yell. Step two, yell. Step three, open cards and presents. Step four, hugs. Step five, yell. Step six, yell. Step seven, yell.
This one speaks to me. It's funny because it's true.
I love the fact that it got to seven. I think that's like awesome.
That was character limits.
I got to chill out, yeah.
What do you do on Father's Day?
I yell. I wake up. Hey, you didn't make your bed. Come back up here, you know.
But what did you do on Thanksgiving that cracked me up this year?
I don't know. What did I do?
Do you guys have steak and potatoes or something?
It was the bog? No.
Oh, yo, you do the bog.
I do the bog. It's the farm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one we can't live up to.
Yeah, we won't. Sorry, that's an offline Thanksgiving Day special topic. But so you yell all Father's Day, huh? It's cathartic?
I yell every day. I'm trying not to. You know, I got the app. You know, the don't yell app.
Like a shot caller it's that always stops listening. You from yelling.
Hey, right. It sounds like you're getting a little pace in your pocket. Loud there. Do. Low alert. So I'm like, oh, shh. I told you. Make your
quiet voice, Chris. Quiet voice.
And then a little voice comes on. You've yelled 3 minutes and 32
79
seconds.
79 decibels. You're going to be upset.
That's a good idea.
Go plank.
Yeah.
Go plank now, Chris.
Don't, you know, it's not a good
It's effective, right? I think if you lose your cool, that's when you've lost all sort of credibility. Like, you know what I mean? Once you...
Especially on Father's Day.
But if you start
when they're around you giving you gifts and you're like, I didn't want it.
There you are assuming that our kids give us gifts again.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't wear a tie at work.
Non-Hallmark, man.
Non-Hallmark.
I celebrate the whole week. I hope you do, too. Because it's a special week. Only the second half of the Great Mother's Week that we all share. You know what doesn't make you yell? Mm. Strike beer. Their nice. Year-round beers include 2-seam IPA, double IPA, triple play Smooth. IPA, triple A, triple IPA, as well as our award-winning Colossus of Clout Red Ale and Big Wall Imperial Stout. Mm. We are also proud to be partnered with, or they are also partnered with NHS to brew and serve Santa Cruz Classic Dot Blonde Ale, NorCal Kolsch, Screaming Hand Red IPA, and several
I gotta say,
other brands.
The references to the skateboard culture got me right away. I don't know if you can't see the cans, but I walked in and it doesn't matter what it tasted like. There was all Santa Cruz skateboard references from my youth. So I'm in. And the beer was good. And the hazy was surprisingly wonderful.
That's great. Mark, any extra beer commentary?
I love it.
All right. Well, that would be Add Your Fill. Coming up next, Smart Articles by Smart People. It's an article about how to be a good dad expert from Dr. Rob Palkovitz. Coming up next, Smart Articles by Smart People.
Smart Articles by Smart People.
All right, it's time for Smart Articles by Smart People. This is from the website called Fatherly, where we draw a lot of our articles. They have a lot of good stuff on Fatherly. This is Kids with Involved Dads Thrive, and so do the dads. This is where we switch gears just a little bit, and we actually talk about families, and our tagline is, we're not experts, but we listen to them, and we really do try to fold some of these things into our lives if we feel like we're slacking, and then we periodically check in with each other to see how people are doing and stuff like that, and we text each other endlessly anyway, because we're idiots like that. Okay, so this is an interesting article. I'll just give some bullet points and then we can go into, you know, the round top about this. It basically boils down to this. The quality of father-child relationship can be broken down by the ABCs of fatherhood, they say. Effective, climate, behavior, and connection. Involved fathers change in ways that are beneficial for kids, their communities, and themselves. And we've talked about that with self-care, because if we're not at our best, we're not any good to the family. Yeah. And that can be health, or it can be psychological, or whatever that may be. And building a father-child relationship happens gradually through a series of transitions as the child develops. You know, it's interesting. I was just on, as a guest, on another podcast. Boy, did I lower that bar for her. But she was asking me pointed questions about fathers and involvement and things like that. And she said, what's one of the things that scares you coming up? What do you dread as a father? And I said, hold on, let me ask my wife. But then I came back and said, no, I development. like, just when I think I've got certain parts of the puzzle moving or proceeding, the development comes. And now we've got a tween getting close to the teen. And now we've got a younger boy, and the older one's not a toddler. You know what I mean? So I'm constantly figuring out the development stages as I try to grow and learn as a dad. You know, and they do say, like, and as we say, none of this stuff happens overnight. What challenges are you guys facing? Do you feel like you're on top of it? And what is your overall thought, you know, about maybe your father and you, or how to move that forward in a positive way with your own children? And anybody can start, but we'll go to Chris first, just because he's left.
I mean, for me, I think the main thing I took away from it, again, was, like, doing it for yourself as well, because you're so, like, you know, I was talking about the advantages of being super active in your kids' lives and all of that. But then, you know, we kind of always are focusing on their improvement and the benefit to them, but also, you know, your own, like, cognitive improvement, your health improvement and all that. And then just the relationship time that you're spending with the kids and stuff, I think is just, like, yeah, I thought that was a really poignant article.
Well, I mean, you've done an extreme, like, you are very passionate about golf, and that's where you get a lot of your quality time in, is these trips to golf courses for tournaments on weekends.
Sure. Yeah.
And you get all that time with your girls, and you get to buy the treats, and you get to have the fun time out on the, I mean, you've got quite a cool life, actually.
Well, one of the bummers, though, is that, you know, before I, before my last job, I had a lot more sort of work-life balance, right, with my boss and everyone being sort of in Switzerland and everything, no one checking up on us. So we kind of, you know, had a lot of free time during work hours. So, like, you know, I was coaching softball, you know, girls softball. And it's like, hey, 3 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Like, I had somehow been able to go there, and I was at every single game, every single practice. You know, like you said, like, it was high support activities like golf, where, like, every weekend we're out there. You know, a round of golf takes like 5 hours, man, you know? Mm-hmm. So you pretty much have to make a life choice doing that. And then now my new job, where I don't have as much time and energy. And I feel like, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, that shift went from being the every practice dad to now being, you know, barely their dad. And I see sort of the impact on them. I see the impact on myself, my health, my emotional well-being. I feel more stressed out. And, you know, it was really my joy, right, being that dad at every practice. And, you know, that time that I get to spend, even though most of it I'm yelling and all that, but, like, in the end, like, I really miss that. And I do see sort of that impact on my overall, like, I'm more irritable these days and a lot more stressed out. And, yeah, I mean, I kind of attribute it to sort of, like, losing that work-life balance and being that active dad and the benefits that, like, the article was talking about.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because you've said this too. Our kids are just as cathartic to us, and especially during the pandemic, because they faced each day with optimism. They faced, you know, it's just about, like, moving from activity to activity or Zoom to Zoom. And in a way, I was looking at them, and it's like, oh, well, they're happy, so I should be, you know. And I've kind of tried to keep that balance. Now we're moving out of it, but I'm still trying to hold on to that thread. Ben, how about you?
Of course, I wasn't listening to the actual question.
I know.
And I didn't read the article.
Oh, I know that.
But I'm going to try to distill my thoughts on this. One is, like, my kids do not care that I have to work. That doesn't translate to them. I got to work because you need a house and food. Whatever. Like, spend time with me. Like trying to, like, to make them understand, like, our world is stupid. And I praise my parents for that, because I remember, like, we had some hard times when I was young. My parents, like, had to scrape a little bit of history. Like my dad's in real estate, and so there was these crashes, right? These high highs and these low lows in the real estate world. And so we were either feast or famine. I don't remember caring if it was feast or famine. I remember that my dad bought this used Chevy Lumina that we, like, and he was ashamed.
Love the Lumina.
Well, dude, that's the thing. Like, he had this nice Mercedes, and then I remember things crashed, and he had to sell the Mercedes and get the used Lumina.
Wow.
And I'm like, whatever. Like, we piled into the Lumina and went to Tahoe all shoved in, like, shoulder to shoulder, laughing the whole way up, right? Right, whatever. And so it's really important for us to try to translate our world into our kids' world day to day. Like, they don't care. Like, they don't care, especially so many people working from home. It's very unhealthy because our kids are like, we expect them to understand that we have to work. They don't care and they don't understand. So I think it's really important to separate home and work. And when you're home, you're home, you're there. And when you're at work, you leave it there, all that stuff. So that's my synopsis on time. And
no, I agree with that. And if I can go generationally back, like, relatable, I grew up with a single mother. We lived in an apartment complex in random suburb of Philadelphia. And I didn't know anything was wrong. I didn't care. I was just looking to play after school with my friends and go to school and see my friends and then
for her presence.
Spend time whenever I could. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's funny that, like, a lot of times we don't realize they really are okay the way it is, as long as you're there. I did find it interesting, though, here where they were saying that, you know, it's not just in short about the kids, too. Father-child relationships are, you know, it's a central role in adult male development as well. And when you have children or if you have children. So I found that was interesting. And I kind of knew it was leading there, but I didn't read it until this gentleman said it. Mark, how about you? What's your take on this?
Yeah, that was the part that actually, it was funny because I was at a T-ball game before I came here with my son, and taking him places is important. He's, you know, six, and taking all my kids to their places has been important. But as I was sitting there and watching him play T-ball, I was talking to another dad named Roy with his son Peanut on the team. And Roy and I were talking about our kids. He's got four, I got four, and we were talking about the ages and things. And we got into this conversation about how having, you know, he's got a five-year-old, I've got a six-year-old, and just how, you know, for us older dads, it kind of makes a difference to have that experience with your kids and being there at the games and the practices and having those conversations to practice and home from games or home from practices and things. And just, I couldn't agree more that it does help you grow as a man, as a human being, just to have the littles in your life that kind of helps refocus what's important. Cause, you know, you're charged with a huge responsibility with bringing this human being into the world and then up in the world so that they can hopefully, when they leave your home, they can be a decent human being and treat people with kindness and love and be generous and be optimistic and all those things. So, that was the big part of the article that kind of hit me. You know, I try and not yell. I try and be thoughtful.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, this is for another segment, Mark.
Oh, you know,
why are you so bitter?
Stop talking about the past.
We're living in the future.
Interesting
Mark.
Thought is, like, what is your first memory when you think you're dead? Like, and it's usually the most poignant one. For some reason, for me, it's like my dad before the sun comes up with me in the parking lot of before a soccer tournament. What he did to make sure I became like this athlete, because I love soccer and I was good at it. He's like, okay, you're good at it and you love it. I'm going to wake up at 4 a.m. and sit in a parking lot with other dads I don't even like and drink, you know, crappy coffee and make sure that you know, nurture this. And like,
why didn't your dad like the other dads? Is there something that's wrong with that coffee?
No, what I mean by that is sometimes we're shoved into social situations where we're hanging out with people, but you know, that we don't really choose to, you know what I mean? But it's just so funny. Like he's never touched a soccer ball in his life, but there he was like whatever he had to do, like rubbing my muscles that were pulled or whatever. Like that's the first memory is pre-dawn sitting in a, like, weird parking lot in, like, Rohnert Park, you know, whatever. Well, anyway.
What's
your first memory that comes up of your dad?
My dad driving me on my Sunday paper route, delivering the San Francisco Chronicle, because the papers were too big to fit in my you know, bag that would go on my handlebars. So I could do the afternoon San Francisco Examiner, but the Sunday papers were too much, so my dad would pile it into his Dodge
You are lucky.
I know, man.
And we would drive all around San Carlos and deliver papers.
How about Ben's paper delivery experience?
Well, on the go-kart? Yeah. Isn't it weird, though, all four of us, we had paper out first job, mm-hmm. right?
as a paper guy. Well, you know, just to summarize this, I agree with what they say at the end. The relationships are successful when they lead to change, when increasingly informed, enthusiastic, and skilled fathers learn to parent secure and increasingly independent young people. And like we always say, you know, we are striving for that balance. We all screw up. We all have bad days, and we can all reset, and we can start tomorrow or the next day or just making amends. It's never too late. And I've talked to psychologists about this now, you know, when I was interviewed on their shows. But the points were that it is never too late to start a relationship and be a good father. So, all right. Well, thanks for your input and your honesty. That was Smart Articles by Smart People from Dr. Rob Palkovitz. Coming up next is 3, 2, 1, go.
Time out for 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, we're back in for 3, 2, 1, go. You hear our audience.
That was real.
How good does that feel?
It's just all around
thank
me.
Thank you all again for coming out tonight. Wow, what a great night. Well, we're not going to win any awards for this segment, but you know who won awards? Strike Beer. All right. You know, over there, for years they've won numerous awards, including a gold medal at the 2018 World Beer Cup, the world's most prestigious beer competition.
Is that
Mark's nodding his head, so he knows of this.
Yes. Legit.
And that's something to write home about. So congratulations to Strike, and thank you once again to Strike Beer.
Indeed.
All right, well, speaking of that, on the happy side of things, let's talk about summer's coming up, end of school, all that good stuff. I was just kicking the can around today, writing nonsense, and I thought it would be cool to talk about road trip music, since we're all kind of traveling here and there. What was your favorite, and this is 3, 2, 1, go, so we try to move faster than the other blathering segments. favorite road trip music. I'll start. As a kid, Eagles 7175, the cassette. And then as a teen, I would roll into like Def Leppard Pyromania. And now as a dad, it's Kidz Bop. We've gone three different spectrums of life over the thing. But we do a lot of music. It's kind of the mood of the scenery. Sometimes it's Dylan. Sometimes my wife and I will put on hip hop in the front while they're watching something. But you know, whatever. What's your typical road trip music?
We're going youth, teen, adult.
Yeah, you can try.
I didn't read any of the notes that I sent you. Well, I didn't. Of course not. But I'll just say this because nobody cares what I like in music, right? But I will say that the value of the album is important. Like, and I'm afraid our kids won't have it. Is like putting on a CD and like everybody in the car knew what song was next. You were excited for it, and maybe you even tried to surprise your friend about what CD you're putting on. And you know, the album, the concept of an album. I don't know. Toad the West Sprocket.
Do you have a couch?
I get what you're saying.
Start talking about music. It's a slippery slope.
It is slippery slope. Okay, so Toad the West Sprocket, high school, right? Going to the beach.
I want is to feel.
I played that song with him in Amsterdam one night. Another story.
I knew he'd get a nugget out of that.
Yeah. I played with Glenn Phillips. I played that song in Amsterdam one night.
All right, Mark, how about you?
You know,
don't say Nitz or Ebb, Depeche Mode.
I wasn't going there at all.
Bauhaus. That'd be a really weird trip to the Grand Canyon.
But a nice one. No, it's funny. I always think about, like, I always go Led Zeppelin whenever I think road trip.
Favorite band of
all
time?
You know, Houses of the Holy and those kind of things. I mean, you know, I always try and mix in different things. You know, I like Elbow. I like making my kids listen to Elbow just because I think it's just...
Elbow's wonderful. Line between pop and indie.
They're a beautiful delightful. Band.
You don't
they're
know who Elbow band. Is, do you?
I sure do.
Okay.
I saw them at the Lillenpopper Fair.
Sorry. Wow.
Over so in that, Jersey. Wow.
That wasn't right of me.
Dude, he just straight called you out.
He'd call me right out.
Do I know Elbow? Yes, we know Elbow.
She know Elbow.
Yeah. I agree with your whole album take, Ben, but I also like to make mixtapes and like to kind of DJ it up. So, you know.
Yeah.
I have this thing called Sirius Radio Satellite with a million stations.
And I just go boop, boop, boop.
I sing us newfangled.
Yes. Chris?
I don't know. Like if I'm alone, it's like probably like R&B, like Boys to Men.
So what?
I
could like, oh, yeah. Keith Sweat.
So I could be like
guy.
Road, you know, trying to sing.
Some Bill DeVoe.
When the people pull up, you're like, oh, you know, trying to play it off like you weren't just singing. You know?
Wow.
But when with the kids these days on the road trip, we're like heavy '80s, like bum 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 bum. You know, like all the
Depeche Mode.
Can't get enough.
Everybody's favorite. I just can't get enough.
Can I do a deserving plug? Can I do a deserving plug of the Greatest Showman soundtrack?
Oh yeah,
best family soundtrack
rotation.
Show.
Dude,
yes.
My oldest is in the soundtrack. That's not technically Broadway, but my oldest is into show tunes right now, and it's so enjoyable. She just throws on the On Broadway, and we are off to the races. All right, funniest road trip memory as a kid, or worst? Chris, I know you can lead off.
Oh, dude,
Reno.
No, the Reno one, I think we already covered that one. That was pretty bad. That was the worst one where he turned around.
His father. Go, please share.
Because my dad was like hardcore, and my brother and I were fighting all the way up to Reno. And this was like a special event, right? Where once a year he would take us and like leave us at Circus Circus and disappear for like 6 hours and give my brother like, you know, $20. And, you know, we'd run out of that so soon, you know? Anyway, so yeah, we were looking forward to it. And then, but we were fighting the whole way, and he kept getting more and more, you know, upset, and he was like, I'm gonna turn around. And then literally when we got to Reno, we were pushing each other, and he like was so mad that he like turned around. We had driven like 3.5 hours. we went home, and he was so, he was doing the turnaround, try to punch you action and everything.
I hope every kid is listening right now, because like they don't believe it, but your dad did it. He turned around.
Dude, my dad was hardcore, man.
I mean, that's like a whole high
cultural
bar.
Difference, you know.
You won't believe this. I told my mom the story, or she listened to the podcast and heard
that
you tell the story.
Boy, you know,
and I had forgotten. My selective memory had forgotten that, bro. I got dropped on the side of the road on the way to Reno
and drove off. Right,
my dad drove off with me and Tommy Gibson.
They must have had
the
same
playbook. We were fighting so hard. My dad kicked us out the back of the Suburban, like he pulled us out, like a Quentin Tarantino movie, pulled us out of the back window.
Get out!
And threw us on the side of the road. Yeah, me and Tommy Gibson sat there, and we started walking back to Lake Tahoe.
Let's go back to Tahoe then.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So I couldn't believe it, but I also had a dropped in the middle of Reno story.
I think everyone has that.
All right. So we'll move it on to favorite road trip food as a kid. What is your stop? Did you stop at the gas station?
Anderson split pea soup.
Oh yeah.
Soup, Santa
Nuts. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
Always done on the way down to LA. Oh, yeah.
You're a big Five driver. Five, for our listeners, is a highway that runs the entire length of California for the most part. And then there's the Midway, Harris Ranch and P. Anderson's.
Yep.
We used to have Stortz. Any East Coasters here? Yeah, we used to have Stortz and A&W root beer. Mm. Like, and when you were coming home from the Jersey Shore, if you got an A&W root beer float.
Frosty Mug?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, they have them here. It was, we had them first, Mark.
Whatever.
In-N-Out boy.
How dare you.
But In-N-Out's our new, like, that's our family, or like, that's our, like,
default.
Just when you know you see it in any random spot in the West, it's going to be In-N-Out. So that's ours. You?
No, I mean, you know, we'd get the occasional icy or something, but my parents were cheap, man. They would, like, pack everything, so we would never stop.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
sad.
That's
you're
a cooler family.
It would have to be an emergency for you to get pulled over and go pay for, like, three times the price, like, snacks at the gas station, you know? So we had to always, we'd have a cooler full of, like, these gross sandwiches with not even the real mayonnaise, but the spread. My mom loved this spread. I hated that. Like,
the Miracle Whip or something?
That's spread?
Sandwich spread. That's not mayonnaise.
Oh, in that plastic tube?
The tangy. So, yeah, she would just store those up and, like, no variety. They're like, you know, mix it up with the cold cuts, but it would be, like, straight up, you know, the loaf with the little olive ones in there. Like, the grossest one. They love those, but... Yeah, she'd make like 40 sandwiches for like a road trip. And then after a while, you're like, no, thanks. I don't want
to. No,
you know?
No, don't stop it.
I'll starve.
But fast food's like for us, it's the only justifiable time as the road trip. It's the only time my wife will let us eat fast food. So, yeah, it's always that nasty and, you know, guilty pleasure.
To me, there's nothing better than the gas station tuna fish sandwich.
What? What are you talking about?
Cutting the triangle.
What are you? Where do you even find that?
If you really live on the edge,
nothing better.
You heat it up. Bad. You heat it up in the microwave. It's like a hot tuna. Oh, it's delicious. Ooh,
moving on.
I'll take my Anderson Splits any day.
I might have been kidding. Maybe.
Might have been kidding.
All right, two would you rathers, because I know you love these. Would you rather travel the world for a year on a shoestring budget or stay in only one country for a year but live in luxury?
Ooh. The luxury. The hell, man.
I know where you and I
are you talking about? Yeah.
No, you put me in Italy for a year in luxury, I don't want to go anywhere else.
I'm going shoestring.
Shoestring.
The shoestring. Because,
you know, so
we did
cool.
this a couple episodes ago, and these two refused to fly first class, and he and I were like, oh, first class because it all was, the way.
It was getting, like, never having to stand in a line again. And I sat in Trader Joe's today, and as I stood in that line, I said, see, this would work right now. I could be
I could use it. Yeah, you brought it back.
But no. I'd rather take Le Meridian or Get so bored. Rich Carlton.
You said a year, dude. 3 months in, you'd be like, all right.
You don't know me.
I don't. I guess not.
The whole thread count. Five months? Stay in the damn hotel room. I wouldn't even go out and see anything.
Oh, yeah. Room service.
Oh, room service.
Eating a hole in the wall and see the world, man.
Binge watch. Oh, man, it'd be heaven. Okay, we'll wrap it with this one. Would you rather your only mode of transportation be a donkey or a giraffe?
What? I'm going donkey.
What?
I guess giraffe.
Why would you go donkey?
Yeah, why would you go donkey?
Why would you go
because
donkey?
Because I'm going to hope it's going to talk. Like
imagine
Shrek.
Prancing down Main Street in a giraffe.
Giraffe.
Yeah, giraffe. You can get like easily places and stuff. Yeah.
Ba-boom. I just think a donkey's got more dexterity, you know, in and out of spaces. And,
I don't think so.
You got the whole head ducking thing. I'm tall enough. I know what that's like.
You can get.
You're tall too, Ben. You know what it's up.
That's. I think it's a subconscious
you
choice.
Get a giraffe look like saddle. A giraffe. And like
if you get a giraffe saddle,
yeah.
Can you imagine, dude? You'd be in San Luis Obispo in like six hours.
You could even put like speakers down the back of his neck. Like have a.
I think they're pretty fast. Yeah,
with the, like, the are just like
speakers hanging from the neck.
I'm sorry.
Why are there speakers on the neck?
For the radio.
For the radio.
Can't do that with a donkey.
Can't do that with a donkey.
You can.
Donkeys are only known for the Grand Canyon.
Watch me.
The Brady Bunch Grand Canyon with M.B. Nelson.
The real pack animals, though, compared to a giraffe. Oh. I'm sure a giraffe would, like, toss you any second.
No,
I disagree. All right, well, yeah, that's unfortunate. You'd pick a donkey. Giraffe, obviously, over here. Oh, yeah, okay. All right, well, coming up next is our parent quiz, and then we are wrapping the show with things that make us smile. And you know what making me smile right now? Strike Throwing Company.
Yeah. Yes. Me too. Yes.
Fine sponsor of the Dad Time Out Show tonight, Father's Eve episode. Coming right back.
It's quiz time! Parent quiz! Quiz, 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 quiz.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the parent quiz. Kind way to wrap the show up. It'll be easy this time. There are multiple choice questions.
Thank goodness.
And there are some major prizes on the line. Horns to Toes and In Between by Sandra Boynton, because Ben had not known of this author before the last episode.
Well, I recognize the picture. I'm very visual. Yeah. Now I know it.
Now you know.
Yes, and I have read, and I'm willing to donate Reese Witherspoon's Whiskey in a Teacup. So that will be the grand prize, because that is a coffee table book if I've ever seen one. Are there still coffee tables out there in the world?
Like,
do you sit and have coffee and put it on the table?
Yes, every night.
I don't know if we have one. In which state would you be, we're going to stay with the travel theme, if you were in Cape Cod, holidaying at Cape Cod? Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York?
Massachusetts.
Somewhere out there.
Cape Cod potato chips. Massachusetts is the correct answer. Hey. For bonus points, can you spell Massachusetts?
I think he gets the...
No.
Does he get the prize?
No, it's only question one.
Okay.
Should we ask our live audience?
In which city in Tennessee would you be visiting Graceland? Nashville, Knoxville, or Memphis?
Memphis.
Ooh, Memphis. Yes.
Memphis Sound.
Memphis.
I'm going to Graceland. Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, Memphis. The Bill Clinton Presidential Library is located in which city?
Little Rock, Arkansas. Oh, sorry. It's multiple choice. Go ahead.
No.
Hit your buzzer. It is Little Rock, Arkansas. Okay. You're doing well so far. I'm very proud of you boys. It's an odd night. which is the only U.S. state flag who includes the Union Jack in its design.
Australia?
The only U.S. state.
Oh, South Carolina?
That's incorrect.
No, it's
Hawaii, Alaska, New York, or Massachusetts?
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Hawaii is correct. Audience says Hawaii.
Audience said Hawaii.
Correct answer is Hawaii. Nice. At how many meters does the Gateway Arch of St. Louis rise?
Oh, my gosh.
192, 250, or 300? 192, 250, or 300?
192.
250.
300.
The lowest, whatever that was.
The highest.
Highest.
No, dude.
I'm
it's
going
not
higher.
That.
You can take meters. An elevator all
you
the way to
the meters,
top.
You said meters, right?
I said meters.
Yeah, that's like 400 feet.
Audience says 192.
I say 192.
Contestants say 192. Correct answer is 192.
Todd, it's a great ride. Have you been on it?
Ted yeah. Boss.
In my mind.
No, it, but on that's so high. 192 is almost, well, you know,
how do you know what
550
is?
Feet.
There's fighting over the parent quiz.
How many stories?
Washington, D.C. borders which two states? Maryland and Virginia, Maryland and West Virginia, Maryland and Delaware, or Virginia and Delaware?
That was too fast.
Well,
see,
there's such little states.
Virginia.
How do you know?
And Delaware.
Virginia and Delaware.
Virginia and Delaware? Interesting. The correct answer?
I can't.
Maryland, they're saying.
Oh, it is Maryland.
It's incorrect. Maryland. It's Maryland and Virginia.
Oh.
Is the way it's on the page. So it's very close.
Everybody got a piece. Everyone got a piece.
What is the capital of Illinois? No multiple choice. You should know that, having students of yourself.
From the audience.
Champagne.
I wasn't. We got a very fast Springfield.
Champagne.
Ooh. Is it? Champagne. Yes. Champagne? I'm going
Springfield.
Springfield sounds right. I'm going Springfield.
What's it? Is that Springfield in the Simpsons as well?
Only because the confidence of
Springfield,
the...
Springfield, Illinois. That does sound good.
The
I like that.
Simpsons.
Yes.
Springfield is the correct answer.
Yes. Thank you, audience. Springfield. I wouldn't have known that.
Nice.
Okay.
Pure confidence.
Everybody's doing well. Very proud of our audience as well. Where would you be if you were visiting Arlington Cemetery?
Texas.
Would you be in Maryland?
Oh, Maryland. Sorry.
Texas.
Oh, Virginia. Yes.
Delaware.
I was thinking Arlington Park.
Or Maryland. Or D.C.
Wait. D.C.
Maryland, D.C., Virginia, or Delaware?
D.C.
Correct answer is Virginia.
Oh, my. Ooh.
Yes, very good. Audience Ted? Piping up down there.
Yeah.
The Boeing factory at Everett is located in which state?
Washington.
Washington.
There it is. Bam.
All right. They don't even need multiple choice. That is correct. In terms of area, which is the smallest state in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Ooh, really?
Delaware, Connecticut, New Jersey, Rhode Island,
why
or
did we invite an
Vatican
audience?
City.
And our audience New is smarter
Jersey.
Than us.
We need a mic in the back.
We need a mic in the back. They're smarter. Yeah.
Can we win?
You guys can win. You're absolutely eligible for Reese Witherspoon's Whiskey in a Teacup or the Sandra Boynton book.
I think he's 5 for 5.
I think we all win.
Topete's, they're Googling it back there.
They're Googling it.
It is Rhode Island's. All right, final question to end all questions. What is the capital of New Hampshire? No multiple choice. Up to the crowd. Someone from the audience said Concord.
It is Concord. That's
is
correct.
It? Not to be confused with Concord, California.
I'll tell you why I know later, but he's right. It's Concord.
Concord grapes.
Is it? I don't know. Is it
Burlington, Albany, Manchester, or Concord?
Concord.
Okay, well, right,
everybody's
it's
confident.
That, I guess it so. I don't know. I admit.
All right, the correct answer is Concord. Give yourselves all a huge round of applause. What an exciting round of the Parent Quiz Travel Edition. Coming up next, things that make us smile and the show wrap. All right, it's time for the show wrap, and you can go ahead and cheer back there. It's been a good one.
It's been a good one.
Look how beautiful these people are. We would like to finish our show with a traditional segment called Things That Make Us Smile. And I, without further ado, thank you all. You make me smile. Give yourselves a huge round of applause.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is such a poignant moment in so many ways. This says that we're coming back to normal. It says that we have friends. It's very exciting for us. It's always been a goal of ours to have our shows in front of live audiences, and we hope to make this bigger and grow it further and have music and speakers and all those types of things as well. But this is our first push out of the gate, and we can't thank the crowd in front of us enough for coming over. And also, we want to thank all our listeners around the globe and all the people that we interact with on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. We are Dad Time Out Show on all three of those. Anybody, if you would do us the grand favor of giving us a nice review or just hit the little star button, that helps the algorithms to make our show grow to even more spaces, more fathers and mothers and cool families around the country and world. And then this, my family, they made me smile. They were all my little production assistants tonight. Mm-hmm. Can we get a nice round of applause for my wife?
She just rocked it.
Thank you.
She's in the back. Oh, man. And all of our amazing listeners and you guys, thanks for rolling through. We've been through a lot of stuff back here. Mm-hmm. So we've been through a lot of personal stuff. We've been through a lot of environmental stuff, governmental stuff, you name it. It's been thrown at us in the last year or so. And we're still standing and we're still going. So I'm very happy for that. Chris?
Man, I don't know. I mean, it was kind of started out sad, but we ended up having the whole family from like, all the uncles and aunts. We had like a passing in the family. And then we were all unable to go to the funeral, but then we ended up having a family Zoom. And this is like my parents. These are all folks that are very technically challenged. And it was pretty rough, like in the beginning, setting them up with their own Zoom account and trying to get them to log in and everything. But man, there's like some 80-year-olds, 70-year-olds from Philadelphia to Georgia, all cousins that I haven't seen for ages. And it was really good to kind of at least, use the technology to see everybody and see their faces and kind of catch up. And it's been really a long time. And I don't know when I would have seen these, you know, family members next. And it was just kind of interesting and good to kind of like record this Zoom call and see so many faces. Yeah. So many faces and kind of see where everyone's at and check in and everything. And yeah,
that's fantastic.
Made me smile.
Mark.
You know, I'm looking forward to the summer, looking forward to the end of the school year and all that's going on. And I don't know, before I came here, I got to catch my son's first at bat and seeing him pop the ball and sprint to first base. And I don't know, something nice about the crack of the bat and seeing somebody hustle to first base. That just kind of warms a dad's heart. He looks like a ball player, acts like a ball player. So, you know.
And how old is he?
He's six.
Okay.
So he's crack of the bat.
He's in or out.
There's nothing like the crack of the bat.
I'm saying.
Except maybe
the crack of a cold beer.
A cold strike beer. Like I'm holding in my hand a strike beer.
Not bad.
On Wednesday.
That's funny you mentioned that, Ben, because did you know the website is simply www.strikebrewingco.com?
It makes me smile.
That's great.
Yeah. Awesome.
More. For real, and that I guess when you said summer, of course I'm always thinking of things as we go. But I love the changing of the seasons, and people always say, "What's your favorite season?" I think what I love is the fact that like there's 3 months. I think the way that
so people really stop you like on the sidewalk in Alameda.
Yeah,
say, hey, strike. Wait, what's your favorite season?
No, I mean like
what's your favorite season?
People, that's a normal question, right? Like people ask, what's your favorite?
Where's the restroom? What's your favorite season?
I was asked that today, what my favorite season was.
All right.
But I think is important is that the changing of the seasons make me smile if you're done.
It's an Alameda thing, I think.
It's an Alameda thing. So changing of the seasons makes me smile because like just the fact that the seasons change and it's been 3 other seasons since that one. So you're always ready for it. Does that make sense?
Because we're agrarian.
Because we're agrarian.
By nature.
By nature.
By nature.
Sorry, ongoing joke, guys. We fit it in every single podcast. We are agrarian. So the fact that the seasons change, I just love that every approaching season. So,
all kidding aside, I'm very happy that makes you smile.
Yeah, right here.
What's your favorite season, though?
Winter.
Ben Winter. All right, that is the Dad Time Out Show. Thank you all so much for being a part of it. Once again, thank you to Strike Brewing Company, www.strikebrewing.com. Strike Brewing. You can visit them at www.strikebrewingco.com. That is the Dad Time Out Show, and we're out of here.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Time Out Show. And we're out of here.